People in Coventry are opening a new children's play area in the city after being awarded 56 grand from the Jubilee People's Millions Lottery Fund. The Gosford Park Residents Association realised that despite having three parks near to Stoke Green, there wasn't any play equipment for the kids. Dave Spencer is the chair of the group who helped open TikTok Play Area. Congratulations, Dave.
Oh, thank you, Trish.
Okay. TikTok, it's an unusual name. How was that chosen, first of all?
Oh, it was chosen because there was a clock, a memorial clock, to Joseph Levi in the park. And unfortunately, the clock, although it's of heritage, it's had a heritage to it, it rotted. The iron was all rusty inside and it all crumbled and it was in a dangerous state. But still, the clock was put there by the people of Coventry in memory of this of Joseph Levi. It was by public subscription.
Okay.
So to remember that and to remember Joseph Levi and the philanthropic societies of Coventry, it was decided to call it the TikTok Play Area.
Okay, very nice. So congratulations on getting the cash. Was it hard getting it, or was it a breeze?
Well, it was by no means a breeze. We didn't expect to get very far, you know, because we're just a residents' association. We don't have any professional workers or full-timers or anything. We put it in, and the people of Coventry and elsewhere voted for us. So, and that wasn't easy. I mean, we had to work hard to get, you know, to get the message across. But it did get across, and I think people realised. They remember the area because there used to be a paddling pool there. A lot of people in Coventry remember the paddling pool on the Binley Road. That's where the play area is going to be.
Okay.
And also the clock, which is just next to the paddling pool.
Okay. So, when are things going to happen? What are the plans?
Well, it's from 10:30 to 12. Is we're just going to have some, you know, the usual balloons and speeches and some food and so forth. So people are welcome to come along.
Okay, that sounds...
It's like an event to open the play area.
Oh, it sounds wonderful. So I can imagine there'll be a lot of children.
Yep. I've got my little grandson is going to open it. He's going to cut the tape. And he was the one that sort of kicked it off by saying to me when he came for a visit, when I took him into the park, and he said, "Grandad, this isn't a park. Where's the swings and the slides?"
Oh, what's his name?
Austin.
Austin.
Austin, yeah.
Well done, Austin. Because had he not said that, you wouldn't have been manoeuvred into getting it.
It sort of gives you the, because you realise, I realised, that what do you do in a park if there's no swings and slides for little ones? If there is, you can sit and watch them and they play and they get fit and ready for the Olympics. And but if there's nothing there, you've got to keep your eye on them all the time because they run off and play games with you, don't they? So you can run in playing with the traffic before you know where you are.
Okay, well, have a lovely time this morning and congratulations again and well done, Austin. Take care, Dave.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
What a great story.